Let's talk some college football and college basketball with our guy, C.J. Holmes from The Athletic. C.J., let's dive into Territorial Cup. You made it through your very first college football season down here in Tucson. How would you describe the experience of covering Arizona football in year one?
Well, first and foremost, you got me excited about that that taco delivery on New Year's. I'm looking forward to that now.
Absolutely, man. It's a giant taco, too.
I mean, it was a good experience. I feel like I learned a lot, not only about, like, you know, myself and what I'm capable of, but, you know, you got a real up close and look personal at a Division I football program. Now, I know that there has to be other programs in this country that are ran a little bit better than the University of Arizona football, but it was a good experience. Got to cover some really good kids, you know, just to name a few, you know, guys like Jace Whitaker and Seth Peterson, Tony Fields II. I mean, they were joys to cover, joys to talk to when we did get to talk to them. And, you know, and you really got the full scope of, you know, the emotions of a full football season, if that makes sense. You know, you had the high with the 4-1 start, and you got to see just how low things can get at the Division I level with that seven game losing streak to end the year. So really, overall, it was good. I learned a lot. I feel like I got to get better with my craft, and I got the full range of emotions during a college football season.
Now, I was kind of surprised at kind of the reaction from fans. I understand they're upset at Kevin Sumlin and how things are going right now, but to fire him after year two, I don't remember U of A fans calling for Stoops' job after his second season at the U of A. But, you know, Dave Hickey came out and said right away, and Dave Hickey's the athletic director, he called reporters over after the press conference and said, guys, I want to let you guys all know that Kevin Sumlin is, in fact, our head coach. He is Arizona's head football coach, and he will be back for 2020. For an athletic director to come out and say that right away, to deny any rumors that Kevin Sumlin will not be here next season, what does that say?
I think it says a lot. You know, for an athletic director to put his name and a university's name on the line for a head coach, I think speaks volumes and the confidence they have in that individual. You know, in that week heading up to the Territorial Cup, you heard the rumors, I heard the rumors, we all heard the rumors that that might have been someone's last game coaching the Arizona Wildcats. So, you know, I think Hickey just felt like he needed to step in and set the record straight, you know, Papa John's Pizza Man style, you feel me? So,
I have 40 pizzas in 30 days.
So it was good. I know it must have felt good for someone to hear that. You know, him and Hickey have so many conversations behind closed doors that we'll never hear about. But for him to come out and, you know, speak with confidence saying, you know, Kevin is our guy, I know that meant a lot to Coach Sumlin, and now we got to see what someone does with it.
I can't get the Papa John's guy out of my head now. I just keep thinking about, I just came to set the record straight. I have 40 pizzas in 30 days. But see,
like, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
know. You know, when he told everyone, hey, we're it all will be revealed. What does that even mean, Papa John?
to be determined or to be announced, whatever he said. That's awesome. C.J. Holmes from The Athletic.
My man's up to something.
Yeah. C.J. Holmes from The Athletic joining us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line. But CJ, you also had a chance to cover Khalil Tate, and you know, you were, you know, down there in SEC country when he first got his start as a college football quarterback in 2017. But you know, you got a chance to cover Khalil Tate for this one season. How will you remember Khalil Tate as an Arizona Wildcat for your time covering this team?
I'll remember Khalil Tate as the best that never was. I mean, when you go back and you watch those highlights from 2017, I mean, the guy looks like one of the most dynamic, most explosive players in the country. And, you know, for whatever reason, whether it was, you know, the injuries he had to battle through in 2018 or the change in offensive philosophy, he just never took that next step in the true superstardom. And when you look back at the careers of, you know, all these great players, you know, all these players have come through the college game over the years. I can't think of one guy who has regressed and not met expectations, you know, the way Khalil Tate had at Arizona. I mean, it's like the kid flew too close to the sun or something. And, you know, like Icarus, he came falling back down to earth. And, you know, even this season, we saw flashes of the guy he could be, but he was just never able to put it all together for whatever reason. And, you know, it's really sad. It's really sad. I'll remember Khalil Tate as, you know, one of the best players that ever was.
CJ Holmes for The Athletic joining us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line. CJ, you had a busy travel weekend over Thanksgiving break. You went out to the Wooden Legacy, then you made it up to Tempe for the Territorial Cup. Let's talk about basketball. Most of my listeners would want to talk about U of A basketball right now. Arizona's number 12 in the country. They won the Wooden Legacy Championship. But you look back at their three-game run out there at Anaheim, what jumped out to you the most?
What jumped out to me was the adversity they faced in each game and how they handled it. You know, through the first six or so games this year, you know, it's funny, a lot of people out in Anaheim saying, oh, this is the first time the Cats are being challenged. No, that's not true. The Cats are challenged against South Dakota State. People forget that. And this was their first time being challenged away from the McHale Center. And in these games, they weren't the sharpest. They weren't the cleanest in their execution. The shots weren't always falling. And they still found a way to overcome that and come out of a tournament they were expected to win and win, bringing home, you know, the first early season tournament championship back to Tucson in quite some time. My biggest concern with the Cats coming out of the Wooden Legacy Tournament is their defense. They gave up 26 three-pointers between Pepperdine and Penn alone. I mean, that's just not going to get the job done. And, you know, an early criticism I had without really going back and looking at the stats was, you know, I felt like Arizona was a team, is a team that should dominate more on the glass. The rebounding battles, Arizona has been winning, but they've still been a little too close for what I like to see, especially considering the town level in the Wooden Legacy Tournament. You know, this weekend they're going out to Waco to face number 18 Baylor. That's a team that, much like Arizona, they like to run. Their team had, I think they shot like 56% or something crazy like that from three point range against Villanova. So this team has shot makers. This will also be the best defensive team Arizona has played so far this season. So I thought it was good for them to be able to go through that adversity early to get them ready for these matchups against Baylor. And next week they got Gonzaga coming to town. So yeah, it was a good test for the young Cats to see where they're at. And now they know what they need to build on moving forward.
Yeah, and I really think, you know, this game this on Saturday against Baylor, you know, this is a true road test. You know, you were out there in Anaheim, although the crowd was very small inside the convention center, it was still mostly an Arizona crowd. I'm not sure they're going to have that against Baylor, but this is going to be somewhat of a hostile environment. They're giving away tickets for free because a lot of folks are going up to Dallas because they want to watch the Big 12 championship. CJ, you played college basketball at Auburn. You know the difference between playing in your home arena and playing on the road. What's it like playing a true road game for the first time?
You know, it makes a huge difference, you know. And in our case at Auburn, you know, playing in front of that that Auburn University crowd, having the jungle behind you, it just kind of things click for you differently. You know, the basket looks a little bigger. It gets a little louder in there when you're on defense. You just feel that support. You know, out in Anaheim, you know, Wildcats fans travel well. So although they're playing on a neutral site, Arizona didn't feel like it was alone. Down there in Baylor, down there at Baylor this weekend, it's going to be about, my guess, I'm going to think it's going to be about 90% of Baylor fans. This is their first big home game of the season, too. And it's a 12 o'clock game, so, you know, it's going to be jumping in there. It's going to be quite the challenge, and the Cats are going to have to be ready for that.
CJ Holmes from The Athletic, the man does a fantastic job. One thing that I love about CJ is that he's a basketball head, and he breaks down the film, and he does it in such a way that it just really blows your mind every single time you read it. You can follow the man on Twitter, at CJHolmes22, and, of course, you can check out all his content on TheAthletic.com and The Athletic app. CJ, Always a pleasure to talk to you, my man. It's Wing Wednesday, so do us a favor and enjoy some chicken wings for us, all right?
I am putting on my shoes as we speak.
Not have 40 pizzas in 30 days. Don't be like the Papa John's guy.
Beware Papa John, man. That guy's not right now.
CJ, thank you so much for coming on the show, man.
Always a pleasure. Y'all be easy.
Thank you.